Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was asked a question that how will I approach the month of Ramadan? What will be my mindset as the month of Ramadan approaches us? And for that, I have two simple answers. One is, for me personally, deepening my spiritual connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our deen, to also to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, deepening my spirituality. And the second mindset and approach that I will have for this month of Ramadan is strengthening my resilience as a human being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our deen, to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and also to the community and the world that we live in. So to remain resilient during this unprecedented Ramadan is something very important for us all. With the disruption to all of the communal activities and the services within the masjid, people will ordinarily flock to the masjid, run to the masjid for taraweeh, for iftari, stay here throughout the day to recite the Quran, do zikr wa askar. It's important for us to remain resilient and take all of that energy and that effort and make Ramadan meaningful within our homes. And for us to focus the core of our energies and duties are not just on fasting, but also on remaining resilient, on persevering, and helping those people who are in need. So to retain the spirit of community via other means. So online, going online, watching the YouTube channel, listening to the audios, listening to the radio, and remaining connected to the masjid and also our deen. To also continue to support the vulnerable in our community and to knock on their doors or to call our neighbors or to find out what's going on within our community. So building resilience through our religion and also making sure that we are responsible neighbors and individuals. So that's the resilient aspect. To have spiritual resilience also means that we need to deepen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even though we are no longer in the masjid or have that connection to the masjid, but we can still make a masjid within our home, reserve a place within our home, and to make that place our masjid, and to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop more spiritual resilience in Allah azza wa jalla, in our deen, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to deepen our spirituality and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Socially, to remain resilient as well, to remain united with our family, with our neighbors, with our community in these difficult times. This is also to be a very important aspect of Ramadan, because Ramadan is first and foremost for the individual and their connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ramadan is also a communal act of worship as well, where you share your food and you share your taraweeh and you share your religious worship and you share all of these things collectively as a family and also as a community. So building that social resilience for your community and that physical resilience as well, to remain physically fit in the month of Ramadan. Health is a great amana, great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and it is your responsibility to take care of that gift. So take care of your own health, making sure you're having the correct sahri and you're eating the correct sahri and you're eating those items and those foods which are beneficial and healthy for you and enable you to get through the day with ease. And also to take care of your health of your family members, to make sure that they remain physically pure and physically resilient as well. And also to take care of your neighbors, take care of your community as well. Those people who are in need, those people who are struggling, those people who are vulnerable, for you to help them and to support them and to enable them to remain resilient. And finally, to remain psychologically resilient as well, mentally as well. All of us are facing very, very difficult times and difficult tests. Many of us will have different tests, whether it's emotional, mental, financial or physical. Everybody faces different tests, but we need to remain resilient in the face of all of these tests. And one way to overcome these tests is to share your load, to share your worries with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors. And by you sharing, they will strengthen you and your resolve and your resilience and make you stronger and give you hope in the month of Ramadan. So those two aspects for me and the mindset for approaching the month of Ramadan is deepening our spirituality and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strengthening our resilience in who we are, our spiritual resilience, social resilience, our physical resilience and psychological resilience, and doing as much as we can and still reaping all of the benefits and the rewards of the month of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan.